At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So as we continue to go through this whole thing of the summer, as we are having discussions here and there and all over the place, well, today is not going to be much different in regards of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to still focus on that whole thing related to mindset. So don't worry about that. That's what we're going to talk about here in the next little bit. The grind mindset, an ideology which is incredibly beneficial if used correctly. So let's take the dive into what exactly we're going to talk about. Everyone has heard of the rise and grind lifestyle. A lot of people swear by it and believe that it is the core behind the success and happiness. However, nothing in life is as simple as just black and white. Everything has consequences, true, but we wouldn't just focus on them and neglect our present. So in order to shed some light on details behind the grind mindset, it's good and not so good parts, well, because that's what we have to do. We have to talk about both. We're going to focus on that here today as we have this discussion. So maybe we should start off with the most important portion of what is the grind mindset. Let's first define what grind mindset is. The idea that through consistently hard work and effort, a person can likely will achieve their goals and basis of ideology. People with this mindset believe that there is a direct connection between their actions and the results they want. It is undisputed that all actions have consequences. However, in real life, it isn't always true that positive actions lead the desired outcome. This doesn't mean, however, that one shouldn't try to believe in control over their own happiness. In order to explain all of this better, let's break down in about two pieces the good and the bad. The positive sides of the grind mindset are that why and how it works, and the negative ones, what we could do to be careful about it. So the positive sides, let's start off there. The grind mindset is one of the most and best motivational tools that is out there. The knowledge that you have the influence of your own success is a great reason to start trying to reach them. By realizing and remembering that what you do has a direct correspondence to where you end up, you start feeling more empowered and braver and able to face new obstacles. This is also one of the mindsets that gets stronger the more you practice it. By connecting your past positive actions to following better results, it pushes you in directions that you try to gain. If you were successful with the first time, why shouldn't you be now? So all of this to say, if you want to be an active part of your own life and work on achieving your dreams, the grind mindset can be used as a positive tool to motivate you. What should you be careful about? Well, this is where it gets a little bit more interesting. Now that we have some major benefits explained, let's focus on some of the red flags surrounding the rise in grind lifestyle. Firstly, and most importantly, self-awareness must always come hand in hand with this mindset. An essential part of the ideology is that you shouldn't be in a constant cycle of execute, burnout, execute, seeing as this will likely, lead to the moment which you crash and burn for quite some time. Allow yourself to get the rest you deserve, or in this portion, maybe we should even say the rest that you've earned. The grind mindset also is a way to push yourself forward, but without hurting yourself in the process. It's incredibly important that those two don't mix if you want to achieve your goals. Another thing that you should pay attention to is how much of your energy you dedicated to the future. Being driven is good. Being obsessed, well, not so much. Life is more than just what we want to be. Think about this. It's important to distribute your focus between your goals and where you are, where you're now in a way that it works for you well. We often start having tunnel vision when we decide what our goals are, and we tend to neglect our current surroundings. Being appreciative of the present generally makes people happier and more grateful for both short-term and long-term runs. This is because understanding the present gives you us a clear check on who we are and how we've come about. If you also make sure that you don't fall into either of these two negative behaviors, the grind mindset can do miracles for your future. So, what should you take home with this message? Well, let's summarize this whole thing. The grind mindset can be compared to the double-edged sword. It does a great job, but not only if it's in the hands of a skilled wielder. The ideology can help you achieve your dreams. It makes you believe in yourself and gets you out of bed and on the road of success. However, you should be very careful while using this. For one thing, the present is just as important as the future, and you should be appreciative of both things. And remember that the other thing that you should remember is that you are not a machine. You need an earned rest. So this is important. So as long as you balance these two things together, great things are in store for you. So think about that. Anyways, I'm going to have to make this one a short one today. Not that I really wanted to do that in the first place, because I'm recording this right as I'm on the verge of jumping and heading out and heading towards the airport. So I apologize about that, because normally I try to make these longer on Tuesday, but this is kind of how it goes. Anyways, this has been the Jay Allen Show. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, well, be safe and really give this stuff some thought. We'll speak then.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.